Persecuted pastors bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Believers call for petition and prayer in both India and Malaysia. We'll connect you to what you need to know. And we'll start today in India, where lawyers are trying to free a U.S. pastor trapped in the northeastern part of the country. Officials detained Pastor Brian Narin in early October, reportedly targeting him for his faith. Jeff McClendon with Bibles for the World tells us
there were a number of circumstances related to his involvement that could have been triggers for this, and not the least of which is that he was carrying a large sum of money to pay for a conference that they intended to have there among Christian pastors and so forth.
At our website, you can sign a petition calling for Pastor Narin's immediate release. His next court date is slated for December 12th, but there's no guarantee it'll take place as planned.
India is second most populated country in the world. And because of that, and because of its dominant Hindu and Muslim beliefs, it is a bit of a target for Christian ministries who recognize that the Great Commission compels us to reach these people with the gospel. But that doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to be an easy task. We've seen an escalation of persecution against Christians, Indian believers, and also people who are coming into the country.
Pray for the pastor's family and others as they advocate on his behalf. Ask God to grant his lawyers favor so they can secure Pastor Narin's freedom. Add your name to the petition calling for his release at missionnews.org. Next, a Mexican drug cartel ambush on Monday killed at least 9 Americans in Sonora. Similar violence claims up to 100 lives per day. While this doesn't directly connect to persecuted Christians, it does reveal their plight. Because Christian leaders don't support cartels, they're targeted. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford heads to Sonora in just a few days.
We have had a long history there. One of the things that I believe in as the leader of this ministry is empowering, discipling, and of course training up leaders and the next generation of leaders, both Christian businessmen and pastors. And we do that by giving them the Word of God.
Wolford's preaching to an anticipated crowd of 10,000.
We've just recently sent $75,000 of Spanish Bibles and Christian books. We sent that for the sake of a crusade that we're doing there, where we're doing a free concert, and then each of them will have the ability to get a Bible and a Christian book and then take one back to their neighbor.
But walking into a war zone requires advanced preparation, which is where you come in.
I'd ask you to pray, because we just read in the news the cartel had killed an entire family up in the Sonora area. But that's not going to stop us from getting the Word of God, because these people need it and they desire it. And that's one of the reasons that we're working on our Mission Cry Bible in Spanish that we hope to release at the beginning of next year.
And finally, some of you may remember Pastor Raymond Koh from Malaysia. He was abducted in broad daylight just a little over 2 years ago. Koh was stopped while driving and then forcibly transferred from his vehicle to another. Todd Nettleton, a spokesperson for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says people can watch security footage of the abduction online.
It involved at least 5 vehicles, at least 13 different men, and the whole thing took less than 45 seconds. So it was a very well-planned, very practiced military-style operation to make this pastor disappear, and he hasn't been seen or heard from since. His car has never been found.
VOM's launched a petition drive to try to get some answers. The main question, where is Raymond Koh?
It is located at releaseraymond.com. So far, in the first just couple of weeks, we've had over 30,000 signatures. We are hoping to get to 100,000 before December, when we will deliver these to the Malaysian Embassy in Washington, D.C.
VOM hopes the petition drive will put enough pressure on Malaysia's government that they'll have to give some answers to Koh's whereabouts. Would you sign your name? We'll connect you to the petition and more details on Koh's disappearance at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.